Welcome back to the Resilience Forum Academy podcast. I'm really happy because we're continuing again with Frank Alkenbrecher, our special guest, and we're reviewing the article, 8 Ways to Manage Your Team While Social Distancing. Great article by Timothy R. Clark. We found in HBR on LinkedIn. And today we're going to talk about way number 7, which is update even if there's no update.
Well, I think Timothy puts a very, very interesting thing into perspective, that if there's a crisis like this or if there's an unusual situation like this, don't create an information vacuum. Don't do it. And you have to put that regular. It reminds me of one situation we had a couple of years ago. I don't know if all remembers when there was this ash cloud over Iceland, where for about a week or so, no flights were going between Europe and North America. Actually, I was trapped with 70 customers in the wonderful city of Toronto, Canada. And we had, of course, a great deal of uncertainty. What would happen? When would we fly back? What's been happening? What has been organized to get us back?
But and you were actually, in Canada.
I was
my homeland.
I was in your homeland. And actually, we loved Toronto. And we liked it. But the problem was we could not get out of there. So when it comes back to actually to resilience and the way how to manage this, so one of our rules back then was, in the middle of all this organizing, we were saying once a day, I think it was 6 p.m. in the hotel lobby, we have a small session where we tell people the status. Even if there was no status, or as Timothy is saying, update even if there is no update. And actually, that made feel people comfortable. It gave them a little ritual, and it gave them a frame they could refer to. Most of the time, we didn't have anything new to say. So, but it gave people a frame, and it gave people certainty.
As Timothy Clark writes, uncertainty fuels anxiety. And so, yeah, this idea of creating a rhythm.
Yeah.
Of the updates. If you look at it kind of from a fractal point of view, our heartbeats have rhythms, and there's all kinds of rhythms in our lives. And so if we provide rhythms to people in terms of our updates, then it allows their nervous systems to kind of calm down and sort of self-regulate and co-regulate, because we know we're going to get information. And even if the information is there's no new information, that's still information.
But also it gave people the opportunity to ask questions. And it gave people the opportunity to express their fears and the concerns and basically have a little bit of a platform where they could express all this. So if you get in a crisis like this, regular updates are important and a great deal of relief.
It's really great, you know, when you start to come out of this hierarchical leadership and into more of a network leadership where information flows back and forth. And even, you know, it might not be actionable information, but like you're saying, just to have questions and the possibility for people to maintain those communication channels as bidirectional channels really facilitates information flow up and down an organization and across an organization. And this kind of relates to the second point that Timothy Clark brings in the article, maintaining transparency. And that's such a valuable thing. You know, you see it, it's one of the core values in the Scrum Guide. And any way that we can be more transparent, generally we win. You know, there are certain times when you do need to restrict information.
Right.
And I think our instinct and our fear gets in the way of really building the resilience that comes from being transparent.
Right. And actually bring it to a happy end. We got out of there. We had a delay of 6 days and finally everybody got back into Europe. So that was also something important to say.
So I'm curious, you know, after that experience, after that crisis together, do you think it affected your connections with the people?
Sure. Because when actually our sales representatives visited those customers, they had a clear connection. They had something to talk about. And for them, it was great that the company finally got them back into Europe, which was great.
Yeah.
And so that, it actually helped the business.
That was
something which we all benefited from. And actually, another thing when it comes to employees, it brought people together. It was a great bonding experience.
And that's what good leadership can provide in this time of crisis, is it's actually what they call post-traumatic growth rather than post-traumatic stress. is that we can become stronger as a result of this crisis.
Right.
And that's the end of this session, Update Regularly. And in our next session, we're going to cover way number 8, continually gauge stress and engagement levels. So we look forward to sharing with that with you, and we wish you well.
Great.